Yes, hello. I'm Bill Gross, the founder and president of Farm Rescue.
What is Farm Rescue?
Well, Farm Rescue is a nonprofit organization that I founded in 2005. It provides free planting, haying, or harvesting assistance to farm and ranch families who have experienced a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. It basically helps a farm or ranch family when they've had an unexpected crisis to get the work done in a timely manner so they can, you know, maintain their livelihood.
How is it determined who is going to get help?
Well, people apply for assistance. We have a formal application process. And oftentimes, some people will nominate a farm or ranch family that may be hesitant to ask for assistance. But either way, we get an application or we get in touch with people. They can apply for assistance through farmrescue.org online, or they can print out an application and send it in. And then we review that application, of course, look at the seriousness of their injury, illness, or natural disaster. And then if they're approved, we go and mobilize an army of volunteers and equipment to get the work done quickly.
How is it, you said, if they're approved, who decides yes or no?
Well, that our board members reviews the applicants, and sometimes it requires a site visit. You know, many times it's obvious if they have an arm cut off or a broken leg or a heart attack, but if there's any questions to the validity of the application, we do send someone out there to do a site visit.
I understand that, of course, you know, it takes funds to do this. It takes money to do this. You have a fundraiser coming up. Tell me about that.
Well, we sure do. You know, there's a fundraiser through our sister organization, the Farm Rescue Foundation, and it is a grain bin raffle, which I would imagine any farmer or rancher would like to have a 5,000 bushel Meridian Hopper grain bin we're giving away. And people can go to winthebin.com and buy a raffle ticket for $20, and the proceeds goes to further our mission, you know, for the Farm Rescue Foundation and Farm Rescue.
Otherwise, how do you raise money?
Well, the way we have you know, accomplished our mission at Farm Rescue is through donations from individuals, from businesses, and foundations. So we do get donations from people across the United States, all corners. They really like our mission of helping the family farmers. You know, when they've had this unexpected crisis, it's not a handout. It's not a bailout. We don't give the money directly to farmers or ranchers. We use the donated funds efficiently to mobilize volunteers and equipment to get the work done. You know, Tom, that's often what farmers or ranchers need. The people in the rural communities, they need the work done. You know, they need their crop planted if they're injured or ill, and they need it harvested, and that's what's going to help maintain their livelihood. You know, throwing money at a situation doesn't solve the problem. There, you may not be able to hire people to operate this equipment or hire them in a timely fashion to get that crop harvested so they can continue their livelihood, and not just their livelihood, for future generations of their children. And it's good for the whole rural economy, not just that family. You know, oftentimes, Tom, I say that there's a tangible side and there's an intangible side. The tangible side is the family that receives the assistance and gets their work done when they need to, but the intangible side is helping future generations of farmers and ranchers to continue on.
Yeah. You're the founder of this. Tell me the story of the beginnings of Farm Rescue. How did you come to say, this is what's needed, this is what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do it?
Well, I came from a family farm in central North Dakota, and it was quite a large farm and ranch, I should say. We had approximately 5,000 head of Hereford cattle and 10,000 acres of land. And so I'm no stranger of the challenges that farmers and ranchers face. And there are Challenging economic times, of course, and there are injuries and illnesses, and those all occurred on our farm and ranch, of course. We had everything from a hired man at one time, unfortunately, killed in an accident, in a power takeoff accident. Those sorts of things happen. Farming and ranching are very dangerous occupations. And of course, there was the ups and downs of the economy. And my parents and our family, we weren't, insulated from that. And so in the 80s, there was very challenging times to say that basically half the ranch was sold off the land and the cattle because of that. And I went on to college and became a airline pilot. I'm a Boeing 747 captain for UPS Airlines, flying around the world. But my heart never left the farming community. I always, love farming and ranching. And I did go on mission trips over the years to, through a church to overseas to build houses, teach Bible study, a variety of things. Work in orphanages, but again, my heart kept going back to there must be something that can be done to help these farmers and ranchers. And I also did see that the demographics were changing in the rural landscape throughout America. There are fewer family farms, and there are less children on those farms nowadays. And it's just gotten harder for neighbors to help one another. So I thought that there should be a formal organization that these farmers and ranchers can turn to. In the big cities, there's lots of nonprofits for every type of cause you can imagine. But what do these hardworking farmers and ranchers have to turn to when they got a devastating injury or illness? And so I started an organization called Farm Rescue, and that's what we do. They when they got that crisis and they need their work done, they can turn to Farm Rescue. We can't handle, all cases, of course, but just in 2017 alone, we helped 125 farm and ranch families in a six-state area in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Iowa, and Nebraska. And that's a big task to help 125 farm families that have had injuries, illnesses, or drought-related. So that's what Farm Rescue does. That's how it came about.
Tell me about a couple of specific cases of families that you've helped that have touched you personally.
Well, I think of one that stands out very clearly. It is the Larry and Rosalind Lyer family, and they are in southern North Dakota, have seven children and two sets of twins, and one set of each of those twins has Friedreich's ataxia, which is a debilitating disease, no cure, no medication for it. It destroys your muscles and such. And their one child needed to have rods put in the back and at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. And, of course, the family wanted to be there for that major surgery, but their crop needed to be harvested. And being a small family farm with a lot of children, they just didn't have the finances to custom harvest all this. And so we came in and harvested their crop. And so that's the type of family we help. And unfortunately, the Alyssa, the other twin, has been diagnosed with the same disease. So those type of things, everything from when a child is ill or injured, to last summer we helped our 500th case. It was a rancher who got his right arm cut off 1 week before they had a newborn baby. So 1 week, they're just really emotionally touching stories here, true stories of that happen to people every day. And so we came in and we put up his hay crop. We also got some hay donated to help that family out and give them some hay. I think that hay came all the way from Michigan, and we transported it over there. So those are just a couple of the type of cases we help.
What are your goals for growth in the organization?
Well, I would see that the organization, originally my idea was just to help some families in North Dakota, my native state. But, people have liked the mission of Farm Rescue. It is very altruistic and compassionate mission. that we have consistently gotten requests from surrounding states, both from farmers and ranchers to come and help, to, you know, businesses that have said, you know, if you come to our state, we will, you know, sponsor you in some manner, either through equipment or through funding. And the same thing with people in have put in donations to help us expand to other states. So I would imagine that, you know, we are going to try to consistently expand into more states throughout the upper Midwest for sure. I can say that much.
The organization Farm Rescue and the sister organization to it, the Farm Rescue Foundation, what's the difference between the two?
Well, there is a very distinct difference. Thank you for asking, Tom. Farm Rescue, again, provides kind of the immediate assistance for if there's a major injury, illness, or natural disaster, where we get the work done now, the planting, the haying, the harvesting, hay hauling. Now, versus the Farm Rescue Foundation, that is where a family has had a debilitating injury. Maybe they were paralyzed from waist down, or maybe they got that arm cut off. And so how do they continue their farming or ranching organization, or business, I should say? They don't, we don't provide medical equipment for them, but what we do provide is equipment such as it might be a lift into their tractor or into their pickup truck or electric grain bin hopper, openers or electric tarp openers for their trucks, you know, things where they can no longer climb to the top of that grain bin or they can no longer get into that tractor. So we make it possible so they can get into that tractor or that combine so they can continue their livelihood. So it's more of a longer-term recovery process with a debilitating injury is what the Farm Rescue Foundation does. And the Farm Rescue Foundation is the one running the grain bin raffle where people can go to winthebin.com to help support that mission. But a portion of the proceeds will go to help Farm Rescue also.
I noticed on your website that recipients have to be living.
Yes, they do. So, people oftentimes think that if there's a death in the family, that then they can call Farm Rescue and we will come and help. And that is not the case in a death. It is not our restriction. It is an IRS restriction. And so they say that you can use donated funds to help people who are injured, ill, or a natural disaster, shall we say an act of God. We can do that, but not in a death case because through their rationale, and I can see it, it does make sense if it's explained, that person does not exist anymore. And death, no matter how it happens, be it a car accident, be it just old age, no matter how it happens, it is a natural occurrence in our world. And so no, we do not help in death cases. And I will say we have our hands full anyway on there are plenty of injuries, illnesses, and natural disasters to go around to keep us busy.
Sure.
It is challenging times in the agricultural economy right now, and it has been challenging for many of our sponsors and such. So if there are any individuals listening and wish to make a donation to help us, continue our mission and make up for, you know, some of the shortfall on some of the funding that we do have this year. They can make a donation. It is tax deductible. We're a 501c3. They can go to farmrescue.org. You can donate securely online. It's safe. We have lots of people that donate that way. Or they can mail a check to Farm Rescue, P.O. Box 28, and that's in Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E, North Dakota, 58047. And if there's any questions that anyone has, please call or email us at 701-252-2017 or email us at info@farmrescue.org. Even myself as the founder, I never envisioned that it would grow this large or quickly. You know, the part I did not say for the sake of time, but we always could start the recording and you could clip it in if you really feel it's important. But, you know, the part I left out is I went on mission trips and I flew around the world And my co-pilot always asked me, what are you going to do when you retire? And I said, I would say, I'm going to get this big John Deere tractor and be this random good Samaritan. And you know, they all thought it was a crazy idea. But then when I told more people about it, specifically a friend of mine who's a chaplain in the Army, he says, you know, Bill, you got a good idea and a noble cause, and you know what you're doing because you came from that background. He says, why wait for when you retire? See, this is, I started Farm Rescue when I was like 30, 38. But he said, why wait till you retire? And he says, why randomly help farmers? He says, surely there must have been injuries or illness. So that got me thinking, and I thought, he's right. You know, don't wait for someday, do it now. So I you know, put some of my own money in and started Farm Rescue, and it's just mushroomed in a good way to more than what I've ever imagined. I thought I was going to be one sole person going around helping a handful of farmers when I retired, and through what I call an avenue of goodness, I call Farm Rescue an avenue of goodness, which it is, like a lot of nonprofits, that it has provided an avenue for people to come from all over the United States to volunteer and also to, you know, provide funding so we can help these farmers and ranchers. And we've expanded, you know, into six states, which I have to be honest, never envisioned. But it's all good, and it's just a blessing, and hopefully we can, you know, continue on with that.
Can you put a number on the number of the amount of help that you have?
Yes, I mean, we have, I'll answer two things maybe. One is we've helped more than 550 farm families since it was founded. I guess I didn't say that on the interview. And then as far as how many people that we have that have offered to volunteer, we don't use all of them in one year, but we have a database of about 1,000 people nationwide that said they want to volunteer. They've heard it on the radio or a newspaper. Or you know, we've been published in the Associated Press. You know, I've been in People Magazine three times, and I was on the Today Show, and lots of other things. On DirecTV covered us, and I think American, was it Heartland Egg? I think they're out west. But anyway, the media has been, like yourself, Tom, you know, very, very generous in covering us and getting the word out, and I have had media tell me that, Bill, you know, anytime you want something, you know, you let us know. You know, they say that you're a true nonprofit. We like your mission. We like how you know, our board of directors, you know, doesn't get a salary. We, you know, don't take any salary. We're just out to do good. And they've said, you know, you guys are a true blue nonprofit out to help people. And and so that's, I figure you got to lead by example, and I think the media and volunteers have seen that also, and that has contributed to our success in helping so many farm families, and hopefully it will continue.